Hello. You're listening to The Green Room, now with even more world-class paneling. That's right, paneling.
Yes, welcome back. You're in The Green Room on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. I'm David M. Green with Nick Godfrey and Nathan Sharrod.
Hello.
Yes, say hello in unison, that's very good. And just earlier there, we had a rare B-side from Tears for Fears called Schrodinger's Cat. Schrodinger's Cat, of course, being a strange, seemingly paradoxical thought experiment devised by Erwin Schrodinger that attempts to illustrate the incompleteness of an early interpretation of quantum mechanics, of course, when going from the subatomic to macroscopic systems, but I'm sure you already knew that. But right now, it's time for a segment I like to call Ironic Deaths.
Now that is irony!
And that is our sounder. Of course, Ironic Deaths. Deaths, the segment where we take well-known people who we don't like too much, find the most ironic way for them to die. You're familiar with the segment, aren't you?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yes. Does it need any more explanation than that?
No, I think I have a handle on it.
Lowbrow enough for, you know, the lowest common denominator to understand?
Well, I wouldn't want your show to be too intellectual.
Of course not, no.
Too obscure.
Too new wave.
Yeah, continue.
All right. Tonight's first ironic death. Ed Phillips, host of the Channel 9 TV quiz show Temptation. Cause of death: killed whilst resisting temptation to listen to New Order's Temptation.
Now that is irony!
After all, how can he host a game show when he's dead?
Well, that is a good question.
I suppose we can always use the "what if he was a vampire" excuse.
Well, I was about to say.
That has been established in this half-hour period.
Yeah, that's what you call a callback.
Who do you like more, Ed Phillips or Lavinia Nixon?
I like Tony Barber.
Yeah. I'd have to agree with him on that one, actually.
I never saw an episode of Sailor of the Century when he hosted it, because he stopped hosting it in 1990.
What, did you see the car ads with him in it? They were terrible.
That takes me back, kind of.
Mm.
Anyway.
But not quite.
No. pseudo flashback there. Our second ironic death, Kyle Sandilands, of course, the radio duo Kyle and Jackie O. Cause of death: killed by his massive ego after it suddenly materializes into a 20,000-kilogram lead anvil directly above his head, crushing him a la Wile E. Coyote.
Now that is irony!
Fellow radio host, be warned. You face the very real danger of being crushed to death by your own ego. I'm looking at you, Nathan Sharrod.
Well, yeah. Well, maybe if I'm underwater, because I'm a swimmer and everything.
Sure.
If I'm underwater, then it can't really crush me because, you know, gravity's different underwater.
I think it would still crush you.
Okay. All right, well, I have nothing to say.
I'm no quantum physicist. I'm no Schrodinger's cat. But
I wouldn't want you to be. If anyone's familiar with the concept, it's quite horrifying what Nick said. He doesn't actually understand what he just said.
Does it involve vivisection? Because it should.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Okay.
Currently. All right, our next ironic death, David Tench. David Tench, my God, are we still talking about that guy? Cause of death: sickle cell anemia.
Now that is irony!
An amazingly ironic death for a computer-generated person. Not only that, he's supposed to be in his 30s. I mean, if he really was a real person, sickle cell anemia should have killed him when he was about 12.
Well, David Tench, if that doesn't get you, I will.
Nick Godfrey.
That's me.
Yeah, standing in a pool of your own irony there.
I'm drawing a line in the sand. The digital sand.
If there was snow in here, I'm sure you'd be coating it with irony as we speak. Also, next on the ironic death list, Paris Hilton. Cause of death: I don't care.
Now that is irony.
As long as she's dead. And now our penultimate ironic death this evening, penultimate, of course, meaning second to last.
Good word.
Mm.
I've heard it used incorrectly on other radio shows. Don't want to get into that right now. Anyway,
okay.
Penultimate ironic death this evening, just out of interest, any idea who this could be?
Bob Saget.
I'm going to write that down and use it in a future show. But no, it's Federal Health Minister Tony Abbott. Cause of death: simply terminated late in his term.
Now that is irony!
Mission aborted. And of course, tonight's
controversial
final
one there.
Yeah. Oh, phone's ringing off the hook. And of course, tonight's final death. Well, you thought that was a bit un-Australian. Of course, tonight's final ironic death. National President of the Christian Democratic Party, Mr. Fred Nile, well known for his vocal opposition to the Sydney gay and lesbian Mardi Gras, as well as his regular appearances in the media, commenting on such issues as pornography, homosexuality, abortion, Marilyn Manson, you know, the usual topics people from the Christian right generally take issue with. Anyway, Fred Nile's cause of death, struck down by the hand of God for being a complete jerk.
Now that is irony.
That was the last one.
Sexually transmitted disease would also have been acceptable.
Actually, AIDS. That's a lot more ironic.
Now that is irony.
Unless he got
irony.
It from a Negro. That's not really a laughing matter, though, is it?
I thought you were going to say unless he got it from a Negro.
Oh, no. God, no. Needle.
Okay. If you're sharing a needle with some kind of, you know, hooker while they're injecting drugs.
Acupuncture therapist.
Yeah. I don't have the answers to these questions, David.
No, they're hypothetical. Well, no, yes, they're hypothetical. God, no, they're not actually dead. This isn't news now.
It's a news bulletin.
No. Well, if you're at home, you know someone who you don't like, you'd like to see die in an ironic way.
Why don't you just kill him?
Or you could. Don't. Don't.
A voice
do that.
In your head.
Don't do that.
The radio told me to do it.
If you do, though, love to hear it. Send it to us. Less work for us to do, anyway.
Give us a call, 833-5000. No, actually, don't.
Well, not now.
It's not that type of show.
Send us a MySpace message.
Or an audio clip of the death that you've performed.
Yes, if you have that.
This isn't the prison request show on 3DFM. Although I do enjoy that show. Not that I listen to a rival radio station.
No, of course, if you have any... if there's any listeners out there who are keen fans of the American Psycho, like their Huey Lewis in the news whilst killing people.
Or if you're just in prison.
Yeah, well...
This show is popular among the prison audiences, eh?
Well, I'm sure it is now.